This Yale thing. I mean, what is wrong with being called a freshman?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, but the women, they don't want us to call them freshmen.
Well, let's... Well,
they want us to call them first-year students.
Yeah, let's get the lowdown from Fox News' Tanya Powers in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. Tanya, good morning and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
How are you? Now this whole thing at Yale, and, they broke the story last week heavily, and, of course, they've talked about it, but... Is it necessary to do this, do you think?
Well, I don't know if it's necessary. They're certainly not the first school, the first higher education school to entertain the notion. I mean, there are already some that already call them first years. I believe Dartmouth is one of them. Amherst is one. Seems like there's
three
Cornell,
of them.
Maybe.
I forget
Cornell,
the other one.
I think, is another one that's already made the move to do that. But the Dean of Student Affairs is the one that's kind of in the conversation on this, and she says that, they've been talking about this for quite some time. They don't have a fixed timeline, like a schedule of when this might be implemented or anything, but she says it's probably going to happen before the next academic year.
Oh.
But they say it's, just to kind of move towards something that's more gender neutral.
It's interesting, Tanya, because you mentioned Amherst, but outside of Amherst, which is located in the Northeast, this seems like a movement sweeping the Ivy League schools.
Yeah,
so far that seems like exactly what's going on. Will we see like a widespread call for this? Who knows? But it is, like I said, this is Yale's not the first one to give this some thought and entertain the notion and apparently go toward something like that. And some of the students apparently were mixed from what I've been reading up on. The different reactions on this. Some of them said that they were, they were glad that this is something that they want, that they were, they were happy with it. This is a change that they think needed to be made. And other people said that, they don't think changing a name is going to do anything to combat gender bias. It's still going to be there. It's just not, they're just not going to call it, one thing, they're going to call it another. But, that it would still be there. That was their problem.
Can I ask you one thing, Tanya? I have a lot of respect for you. Could you explain to those folks who tune us in the morning, when they say gender bias, what do they mean when they say gender bias? What are the men doing to underline that word?
Well, I think when normally you hear the words gender bias, the first thing that comes to mind is pay equity. That is usually one of the big things that, is talked about and is, brought to mind. And it's kind of like one of the headlines of when we say that, what do they actually mean? That's usually one of the things. I mean, there are probably a lot more examples than that. That's just the biggest one because it affects the bottom line. It affects the, earning potential that, women have, throughout their entire lives. So that's probably one of the biggest ones that comes to mind.
Now, is this movement, did it start with administrators? I know you mentioned the student reaction has been mixed, but did it start with students at some point, do you know, Tanya?
I'm not really sure where it started. It may have been something that some students suggested or, said they liked about other colleges, and that may have been how the conversation got started. That's a good question. And then, like I said, the Dean of Student Affairs is the one that's pretty much leading the charge from the administration side of things.
Well, again, we thank you so much for being with us, but we'll be hearing about this. And from what we understand, Yale's definitely going to do it.
Well, no, I don't think so. It's in the talking stages, right, Tanya?
Yeah, but they also said that it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, the Dean of Student Affairs says she hopes it happens before the next academic year. They don't have a timeline, but I would look for this to happen, yeah.
And it's going to be called, again, first year or first years? How will it be referred to?
First year.
First year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Interesting story. Tanya, enjoy your St. Patrick's Day, and thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.